expression of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of his love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Thank you for joining us for the news on One Love Radio. The headlines: Tamba Tamba urges stronger dialogue and employer responsibility at 58 ZFE AGM. Kabwe farmer expresses delight at the reopening of Mulungushi textile. In international news, Kongozi Sassou Nguesso sworn in to fifth presidential term. In sports news, Champions League in the Championship Forest juggling act goes on. With the news in detail, I am Alex Sianga. Minister of Labour and Social Security Brenda Tamba Tamba has emphasized the importance of continuous dialogue between government, employers and workers, describing it as essential to strengthening Zambia's labour market and economic growth. Speaking during the annual general meeting of the Zambia Federation of Employers, the minister says the gathering goes beyond a statutory requirement and represents a commitment to reflect on past progress while building a stronger foundation for employment creation and GDP growth. The event coincided with the Federation's 60th anniversary, a milestone Tamba Tamba described as a testament to its durability, relevance, and impact within Zambia's socio-economic framework. She noted that over the decades, the Federation has played a key role in representing employers, contributing to policy dialogue, and supporting labor market reforms, while maintaining a credible and influential voice in shaping the country's economic development agenda. Tamba Tamba highlighted key labor market challenges, including youth unemployment, skills mismatches, and the dominance of the informal sector. She stressed that these issues require strengthened tripartite collaboration anchored on social dialogue, noting that government alone cannot address them.
This tripartite collaboration anchored on social dialogue remains one of the strongest foundations of our labor relations system, and it is a model that we must continue to uphold and strengthen. The theme of partnership is more relevant than ever before. The global community continues to face uncertainties, including shifting trade dynamics, inflationary pressure, and technological disruptions that are redefining the nature of work. In Zambia, we are equally navigating challenges such as unemployment, particularly among the youth, skills mismatches, and the need to formalize a significant portion of our economy, as we know.
Meanwhile, President of the Zambia Federation of Employers, Mira Ngoma, described the 58th annual general meeting as a critical platform for reflection, accountability, and strategic direction. She says the gathering allows employers to access progress, confront challenges, and chart a forward-looking path, while also marking the Federation's 60-year milestone of resilience and sustained impact in advocating for a conducive business environment.
We stand ready to play our part in driving this transformation. We are committed to working closely with the government and other stakeholders to ensure that the transition towards the 24-hour economy is inclusive and well-coordinated and sustainable. Ladies and gentlemen, one of the most critical areas requiring our continued attention is skills development. The success of our businesses depends on the quality and adaptability of our workforce. As industries evolve, so too must the skills of our people through initiatives such as the sector skills bodies.
The Defense and Security Service has donated meal, foodstuffs, and assorted items worth 12,000 kwacha to the Material After Care Center in Lusaka. The donated items include meal, rice, toothpaste, chlorine, carpenter, tissue, sugar, soya pieces, cooking oil, salt, and many other items. The center hosts 44 elderly people with various challenges, including mental issues, health challenges, and those who cannot trace their relatives. Ministry of Defense Permanent Secretary Mr. Mambo Hamaundu handed over the donated items to the center. Mr. Hamaundu says the defense and security wings decided to make the donation to alleviate the challenges the center is facing. Mr. Hamaundu pledged a commitment on behalf of the men and women in uniform that this is not the first or last time for them to come to the aid of the center. The United Party for National Development has successfully concluded its intra-party elections, ushering in a new set of office bearers who will serve for the next 5 years. The party has described the process as peaceful and reflective of its commitment to democratic principle, unity, and national development. Party members expressed gratitude to Republican President Hakainde Hichilema for what they termed classic leadership in guiding the progress. They noted that the peaceful conduct of the elections demonstrates his commitment to harmony and progress, adding that his strong and visionary leadership continues to inspire unity and hope across the country. Still in local news, the United Prosperous and Peaceful Zambia Party has welcomed the Electoral Commission of Zambia's decision to create 70 new constituencies. Party leader Charles Chanda says the delimitation exercise is pure about numbers and representation, not an advantage to the ruling party. He says only those who have not done their homeworks will cry foul. The Electoral Commission of Zambia has announced 70 new constituencies, bringing the total number of parliamentary seats in the country to 226. The new constituencies have been shared across all 10 provinces.
Work is not in EPZ. Work is on ground. Unless we have not done enough work on ground, that's when we will pick up fights against the announcement. As UPPZ, we are ready and we are saying we are equal to the task. The 70 new constituencies, for us, it's not even a big deal because we've been on ground for the past 5 years. I think it is important that now we focus on the nomination, and after the nominations, our next focus will be on the ground, campaigning for the next 90 days.
Agriculture News.
Still with me, Alex Younger, and now we dive into agriculture news. The Kawe-based farmer Nicholas Kapila has expressed delight at the reopening of Mlungushi Textile by his president Hakainde Hichilema. Mr. Kapila has expressed joy that a lot of people will be employed through the textile. He urged the government not to end only with the reopening of textile, but to create more industries as where the young men and women can find jobs. The farmer has encouraged the government to open more factories which can be processing farm produce such as tomatoes. Mr. Kapila has expressed the optimism that they will be growing cotton as they will be a ready market for the cotton.
And we are appealing to government and not just end up, not end there on reopening Mugwish textiles. We need here in Kawe, we need more industries. As you know, Kawe, there are no industries that you can point at where the young men and women can find job apart from fuel mining. So government should establish or construct more industry here in Kawe, and Kawe being a farming area, should establish more processing industries, which is